I see sources in the Rambam that were not often looked at that much. Like Geras Taiman is like not, I mean, it's famous, but not a lot of people actually learn it. But, okay. So we are in the paragraph type of two-thirds of the way down. What he just last said was his novel pshat in Loba Shemaim he, that there's nothing left there. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give any, there's no mitzvahs that he left up there, so to speak, and there's no Torah left up there, that's it, he's given it all to us. And also adding that it is lotosif alav lotigo men, based on that idea, which, as I said, fits in the Rambam Shitot, because the Rambam holds that it's baltosif to claim that it's from the Torah. That's the issue. Right? Then the last thing he said was that it's a chiyuv for all generations. Again, he's saying this to respond to the Muslim polemic. Right? We'll see that there's the term the Muslims use is nask, which means that abrogation. There was an abrogation of the law. They bring certain proofs for this. You know, Yaakov married two sisters. Later on, it became Osir. So obviously, there was an abrogation, right? Change in things. So abrogation of the whole Torah replaced by the Quran. So one of the ikrim of the Rambam, right, which is Lotahe Torah Mukhlefes, etc., etc., he uses the Arabic term nask there. In other words, there won't be enough. In other words, he's specifically, right, yeah. And here it says, Niglo Islam of Elas is cultivar Torah Zois, you know, it's forever. Okay. The Chol Novi Shiyamod, Ben Shiyeh Meyuchas Lekahuna Ololavia, O Shiyeh Amaleki, V'yoymar, she'achas mekol ha-mitzvahs ha-nechlolos b'sefer ha-Torah she-batel chiyuva, shiker v'hichish nevuasa sh'moish rabbeinu. She'u'ama lanu o'vareinu ad olam. He says, I don't care about the yichus of the Novi. Right? As he said beforehand, right? We don't object to the nevuah of Zid and Ar because it's they're not Jewish. It's because it's sheker. And we don't support someone who's a Novi just because he's Jewish. Right? So, here again, if he's Kohen, Levi, Amaleki, it doesn't matter. If he contradicts a mitzvah, that's it. Lufikach nachishov naragoiso im tielani yecholos alze. So I saw someone discusses that the Rambam holds, the Rambam doesn't count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as one of the mitzvahs. Right? And it's a lot of discussion as to why that is so. The Ramban famously argues on him vigorously in that. And so I saw, maybe it was the Megillas Esther, I don't remember who says it, but they say that, look, Yirmiyahu Novi says, Bavla Yuvu Vashama Yihu. You went to Bavel and there you'll stay. And Kola Oile Mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael Oiver Ba'asei, the Gemara says in Ksuvas. So if it was a mitzvah Ladoiras that was applicable at that time, then how could it be permissible for Yirmiyahu to actually say that, huh?
That's scary, because Rabbi Seder was arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was saying that pasuk, and Rabbi Seder was saying, "I'm going to hide from him because I want to go to Eretz Yisrael." So obviously, he didn't mean that pasuk.
He didn't.
So that's okay.
Correct. So he's he was choilek. But I'm saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's actually an Isser Asay, right? How could it be that? How could you possibly say that? I mean, Hare Yirmiyahu is telling you not to do a mitzvah. He'll say maybe it's temporary. But it's a long temporary, right? You know, it's hard. What's considered temporary, what's not? So I think maybe it was an Eretz Chemda talks about it. Rishol Yisraeli has almost an entire sefer on that issue, the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, but so Ein lanu lahashkiach amoivsav kamoshal lanashkiach lenovi ha'im elavad avodah zarah. We will completely ignore any miracles he does. As he's saying, let's say a guy does miracles. You know, so I don't know. So it doesn't matter, right? Because the Torah says, "Shekein Amar Gam Ubaha Oisva Moifes Loisishmal Divrei Navi Yahu." Right? Even if he has an ois or a moifes, Shari Moishe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Amalanu Loisav Du Avodah Zara LeOlam. He said, "Never Lufikach Neda Shois Hazeh Shasav B'Shem Avodah Zara Eina Kiim Belaat V'Kishuf." So we know that this sign that he did is obviously with some type of deception or magic. You know, of course, the Rambam holds that magic is rubbish, but whatever it means, deception or sleight of hand or etc., right? V'chein amalanu Moshe ala v'shon shatayra zoysem eres ha'olam. Fikach, as we says, you know, as we would say to a Christian, it's not like at the end of the Torah it says wait for further announcements, right? So, you know, it doesn't say, or, you know, l'fikach kol novi shiyom eshu l'zman katsuv yeshon l'das mipshat nevu osu shu novi sheker hay balahachish Moshe Rabbeinu l'fikach lo mevakish men oisem oifes v'masa lo nashkiach ba right, he's saying this. If our entire belief in Moshe was based on a Moifes, then you have to say, okay, this guy's also got a Moifes. Maybe it's a better Moifes. Maybe it's a more impressive sign. He says, but he says, we're not going to enter into that type of challenge, right, or debate or test because that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu is based on. Right, aval he'emanu bo lefi sheshamanu adava k'mo sheshamahu. We were witnesses to the prophecy. We were prophets. The Jews also, all Jews became prophets at Har Sinai. B'zeh he'emanu bo emunah shleima mekuyem es ad olam. Shneema v'gam b'cha yaminu l'olam. We'll discuss the next ikar that the Meshech Chochma raises the problem that gam b'cha yaminu l'olam seems to indicate that Moshe Rabbeinu lost his bechira. We know that a Navi hasn't lost his Bechira, right? A Navi can become a Navi Sheker. A Navi can do an Aveira. So Gam B'chai Yamin Lo'olam implies that he lost his Bechira, which actually Meshech Chochma says, yeah, that's correct. He did. Right. So we'll see that. That's next Iker. V'anachnu b'inyan ze im Moshe Rabbeinu k'mo shnei eidim. Sheidu shiro shum davar. Kol echad mehem yodea b'vaday shu emes. Two witnesses, right? I know what I saw, and therefore I know that when you say it, right, you're right, because I saw it the same way. So he says that really, it's if it would all be based on, and by the way, in Mishnah Torah, he uses the lashon kol mishehem in the davar b'shum shu oisa moifes yesh. What's the lashon he uses? Pagam the emunasa doifi. Thank you. Right, he's got a problem with his emuna. It's a problem. Right, I think to a certain degree, you could apply that to other things. You know, if a person's entire emuna is based on a specific proof, this piece of evidence, that's what my Judaism is based on. Right, you know, you can. You know, guy goes to discovery. 10 years ago, whatever, when they used to do that, and he's impressed by the codes, right? His entire munah is based on that, right? And then, you know, the codes, the Torah, yeah. So then, you know, then he may read some articles, finds out that it's rubbish. So that's it. Goodbye to his emunah, right? So if your emunah is based on ois moifes, specific ois, specific moifes, there's a doifi, right? It's going to have a problem. Because as soon as someone brings a better ois and moifes, that's it. V'chein adava banu anachnu adas Yisrael. Yadanu, and as Rav Huttner points out, calling ourselves adas Yisrael is an Ada from the Lashon Edus. Right? We are those who give testimony. That's why the person who's Mechal Shabbos, Befarhesia, specifically is Befarhesia, he's considered a mumar, right? Why? He says, because he stands there, there's an Eda who's being made on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Maisa Bereishis. His action of Chilul Shabbos is contradicting the Edus of the. So if he just does it privately by himself, it's bad. But he's not standing opposite Edim and saying, you are lying. The chutzpah in that's where the mumaros comes in, so to speak. Yadanu amitas Moshe Rabbeinu l'fi shereinu b'maymet har Sinai b'shas adibu lo mifnei ha-moifes. Right. Why did he do Moifsim? Not to prove anything, because they needed it. They needed to cross the Red Sea, so it has to split. Right. They need bread, so man. They need meat, so you get slav. Okay. Mipnei sha'ikar agadol hazeh hu nishkach, ve'ein somchem alav rov ha'maseinu. Now, unfortunately, apparently, a lot of our people have forgotten this. Right, so Yeah, so because of this, we're not impressed. We're not impressed by all these by moifsin that other people will give. And he seems to be not exactly sure. Maybe some a word missing here or something. But this ikar nishkach ve'einam soimchim alav roiv umaseinu. B'shulza ein anama minim b'moifsim k'moish anama minim b'moish rabenu lavashave b'neim b'emuna. Okay, because he seems to be saying on the one hand that we've forgotten this ikar, and on the other hand he's saying that we don't rely on Moisim and we do believe in Moisha. I'm not exactly sure what he means here. Bishvil ze amar shloma melech al vashon bloshna uma ma techezu bishlamis bimcholas machanayim amar im tuchlu lahamid li k'moy mamin har sinai. Right, can you, there's the Jewish people always say, well, this is like the famous story about the where you'd say that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu really was changing everything, with the advent of Christianity or Islam, you'd expect that it should be an equivalent type of Maimon. If Maimon Har Sinai says, keep the Torah, so when it comes along and someone abrogates it, so you'd expect that it shouldn't be whispering to one guy in a cave, by the way, it's over, right? It should tell everyone, like the story with the Rebbe with the two sons, right? One son is a great Talmud Chacham, but not a very good speaker. The other one's a great speaker, but not a great Talmud Chacham, right? And there's a question of the of who's who's going to take over as the Rebbe. So the son who's a great speaker gets up and he says it's me. And they say, how do you know? He says, I had a dream last night. My father told me that I'm taking over. So one of the elders, right, says, he says, if your father wanted you to take over, we should have had the dream. The fact that you've got the dream is meaningless, right? He should have come to us in a dream and says, yeah, it's this guy, right? So lefikach im yamoid navi mi Yisrael o mishar umois vi yikra bnei adam ledasa shol Moshe Rabbeinu v'lo yosef v'lo yigra k'mo yishayo v'yirmiyahu zolosom nishol menum oifes. If a Novi should arise, a non-Jew, and he basically gets up and he tells us, keep the Torah. Imite, so we'll say, okay, and he claims he's a Novi. We'll say, well, do you have a Moifes? Imite Moifes, Namim boy. Yes, Lena Mayos and Abim. We have no problem with that. He's not Jewish, but he's given us a Moifes. He's calling us to keep the Torah. We're okay with that. It could be. Why not? Vim Yechaser v'yipol shum davar mikol dvarov yareg. And obviously, if any of his predictions are shown to be false, he'll be killed because he's a Novi Sheker. So, by the way, the Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Levi in the Kuzari says, maybe we'll look at this next week, but Rabbi Yehuda Levi actually says that a non-Jew who becomes Jewish, he says, will not be totally equal. He says, because Nevuah requires a Yichus. Interesting how he says it's actually a some type of almost like genealogical, it requires yichus. This could be part of a general disagreement between Rambam and the Kuzari regarding, is there a specific special nature to the Jewish soul or not, or is just we have more chiyuvim, right? So the Rambam seems to be along the lines that no, nothing special, and Rabbi Levi seems to be no, there's a skulas Yisrael, there's unique features. But again, the Rambam clearly says, I don't care about the guy's yichus, we don't care, right? We care about two things. Right? Is he conforming to Torah Moshe Rabbeinu? And is his prophecy accurate? Ois Mefes or prediction? Right? That's it. It boils down to that. Mashana ma'aminim bo b'tzisoi Mefes of mish efshet hu ma'achis sh'akorosh baruch hu tzivanu al yedei Moshe amalanak she'iru shnei edim b'shum davar chitu chatin al p'yadusam. He goes, look, if we believe that he's a Novi, why aren't we worried that now that he's a Novi, he's going to go off and say, don't keep the Torah of Moshe? He says, I'll tell you why we're not worried about that. In the same way, when we accept the Eidos of two Eidim and a Beis Din, Danoi Sam Mekav Schus, Ve Midim Al Cheskes Kashrusam, Afabishi Yitachen Shidu Emes, Oyedu B'Shekla, it will accept their testimony, right? Even though it could be their lie. V'chein Tzivanu, Im Yakim Navi, V'nas Noisim Oyves, Nir Lofi Dateinu Apu'ulois, Kefi Chituch Dvara, Afabishi Adaba Efshir, Im Hu Emes O'Sheker. He says, very simple, it's a chazaka. Meaning, if he's a Navi and he's given a Moifes, we have a cheskes kashrus and a chazaka. There is, of course, obviously, we are going to have our eyes open. As soon as he deviates, boom, yareg. right? If he says abrogation of the mitzvah, nask, right? If he says avodah zarah, that's it, it's over. If his prediction that, so he says the same is true than the Adim. We accept the Adim in court, they sign the document, whatever it is, very nice, etc., etc., do everything al pishnei Adim. But obviously the Beis Din's got their eyes open, right? These two guys, if they say something which they find a contradiction in or something like that, the Drusha and the Hakira, that's it, Eda Sheker. Ubir lanu, so the Torah told us that it doesn't matter how much nevuah there is. The sockets of Torah and the pillars of Emunah. Right. There is no addition or taking away from the Torah Shebal Peh. Right, he just adds that at the end, but of course he does say this in the Mishnah Torah, where in Hilchas Tshuva, where he talked about the Ikrim. It's type of interesting because he doesn't mention it in the Yud Gimel Ikrim Pirush Mishnayos. He does
in the
Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos. In the Yud Gimel Ikrim, right, it's a little bit slightly different from what in the, that's, okay, we'll see that when we get there. Okay, have a good Shabbos.